This recording, Manitoba 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My sister had moved to Toronto, like, a number of years ago. Or maybe this was before. I don't know. Whatever. But we took a train to come visit Toronto from, like, Northern Ontario. And it was a bit of an eventful trip, I guess. On the way through Sudbury, a car drove into the side of the train. So we were... I was with my dad. We were in, like, the caboose, I guess. He was getting coffee, then it sort of struck, and he threw the coffee against the wall. And what happened was this woman had fallen asleep driving, and just sort of, this old woman, and just drove into the side of the train. And then her car, like, bounced back and lit on fire. But I'm telling the story because she survived, so it's not that morbid, in a sense. I think she survived. I'm sorry. But, and then we, later on, we got to go right through a forest fire, because there were two trains that were waiting, and one of them had, like, wheat or something in it, so I guess they didn't want that going through the fire. But people was fine. But I was asleep for most of it, so that's, it was a bit upsetting. But I think it would be cool. And then we ran into my cousin on the train, which is less interesting.